The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
105.7 The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
Third and goal. Jackson. Running around. Little jump pass. Touchdown. Bateman. Rashad Bateman. And they have the lead again. Lined up to the right side. Looks that way. Throws that way. Caught! Chase! What a night! Touchdown! To the right side he goes. Incomplete at the goal line. Washington breaking it up. It'll take us to the finish line and take the Baltimore Ravens to a record of 7-3.
Baltimore Ravens after a 35-34 win are now 7-3. Bengals 4-6. That's courtesy of Amazon Prime Video. Ed Norris, big second half for the Ravens.
No, that's wrong. Huge second half for the Ravens. They're down 21-7 in the third quarter. They come back and score 28 points in the second half. More importantly to me, 21 points in the fourth quarter, which is where they've been. Seem to let these games slip away from them. So they come back, 28 second half points, gives them 35 points, and then winning 35-34. Lamar was absolutely, literally perfect. I mean, he's perfect in that second half, and once again, carried the team to a victory.
Jeremy, as he said, Lamar to the rescue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, second half, we were just talking about it. 21 total points with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the third, and then the craziness breaks out. You know, like winning these games, obviously at the end of the year, we're not going to sit here and go, oh my God, they barely beat them by one. They barely beat them in overtime or whatever. You got 2 wins against it.
But that's all that matters.
You were putting so much pressure on this quarterback with this defense. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get ahead of things, but God.
Ed Norris, as Joe predicted yesterday, lots of penalties for the Ravens, 11 to be exact.
Yeah, it's, you know, 11 for the Ravens, 3 for the Bengals. It's just like, just a lot of penalties called. This was, again, my frustration all year. It's not just the Ravens game. It actually worked out to our advantage last night because they missed 2 at the very end on their 2-point conversion. So it worked out in the Ravens' favor, so I'm not even complaining about that. But the fact is, between the calls and the non-calls and the missed calls, and they went in as a bad crew. If you know going in, that's the most, you know, punitive crew in the NFL, and they live up to it, there's got to be a problem.
They were consistent on that last play, though, because they missed about 3 or 4 hands to the face throughout the entire game. They missed about 3 or 4, including the last play of the 2-point conversion.
Ed, were these penalties accepted, or were they just penalties called? Because we got to figure out the over-unders from yesterday.
He's going to run in here and murder you.
Whether they were or not, you still lost, you douche.
So they did accept them or no?
Yes, they are accepted. Okay. Unlike you on the rest of this show. You're done.
Jeremy, the defense needs a facelift.
What is going on? Like, if I don't know. If I'm sitting on the side and I say, hey, any of you guys see number 1? Because that's all he's doing.
He's eating your guys' asses alive. What is this?
Ja'Marr Chase, he might be the best receiver in football.
Wait, what?
What? Huh? What?
Who's eating ass?
He's eating their asses alive. You guys saw it. I saw it.
No.
Could have picked a thousand other
metaphors. Yeah, you go with that? Really? I mean, what are you talking about, the Derrick Henry play again?
It's just funny. You know, it's really disturbing. He puts eating ass alive in with his man crush in the NFL in the same sentence.
Yeah, Chase, absolutely. Yeah.
Nothing subliminal there.
Hey, Mike.
I think he just scored again.
Mike, what happened on that 70-yard catch? What did the coach tell him? The coach tell Marcus Williams?
It's like when you're in high school and you go out and you call a timeout, you tell a play, you tell a kid, he's going to run this play. Watch this play. And what does he do?
He watches
the play.
You're right, Coach. He read that
exactly
play.
What do you want me to do that?
I read his lips. He said he's eating our asses alive.
He's going to run across the middle. Now watch the play. Okay, Coach. There he goes.
Did anybody touch him on the way?
Look, and his defense was so bad, he was backing up and skating it because he was like, we can't give them the ball back because they're going to go down the field and score again.
That's exactly
what he was doing.
He's trying to run the ball out. I'm not giving Lamar the ball back.
He was trying to give him 5 minutes and some on the clock.
Brandon Stevens, I wish he had four more hands so he could hold on to him a little bit better, man. Every time he went to wiggle, you see him going the other way and the jersey coming with him. Come on.
Yeah, awful. Ravens keeper. Pace with the top of the division now with the Pittsburgh Steelers who play on Sunday. They're now 7-3, 4-1 at home. Mike Preston, you were there front and center. Your thoughts on last night's performance?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't, man.
That's
I
good watch the defense. Mike, that's good football.
I just keep watching. It's terrible football. It is terrible. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. You remember when Bill Withers went, I know.
Mike,
I know.
All of a sudden, now you guys miss defense.
35-34. Come on, that's an exciting ball game.
No, it wasn't. It was terrible. And I just so many questions. Like, Chase was eating them up.
He was eating their ass alive.
He was eating their asses alive.
Make sure you put that in the report card.
Yeah, and then he goes on that 2-point conversion. I'm like, oh, he's got to throw to him. That's all you got. And he throws it to some little crippled tight end over in the corner. And you're just thinking, like, what are you guys doing? He's been killing him. Just chuck it up. And you, what did he have? We had Stevens on the corner on the outside. I don't know.
The Bengals were on defense, and Ja'Marr said, I'm open. Come on, just throw me the ball. Like, he was open the entire game.
I don't know about you guys, but I like tired Mike Preston. No sleep.
Man, I was wound up on the way home. I don't even know how my car got home. This is rude. It just went on its own remote.
Hey, Mike, but you got to love the Tylan Wallace play, man, a 84-yarder. That was great offense.
It was a 7-yard hitch. A hitch. And then they watched him run down the field. No one came over. Not even the official was like, damn, we can't believe you're that stupid that you didn't knock this guy out of bounds. And what's the guy, number 91, who's the defensive end?
Hendrickson.
Did you see? Did they show him on TV where he walked off the field? He's like, I can't believe we're that bad. He was staggering off the field. He's like, oh, we really suck. This is terrible. I mean, and then we just let this guy, he's eating our ass too.
What were we watching last night, man?
Oh.
I must have dozed off at that part.
Did you miss Derrick Henry? That's when it started. Pulling that
you
man.
You know how bad this is?
How bad it is.
I'm walking out of the stadium. It's about 1 o'clock. You know what I see? Trippy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
I'm walking out of the stadium. Black. This is not, we're not going to get to New Orleans. Every defense. I'm like, yeah, you're right. They suck. And I'm not going to argue with you. They're bad.
Woof.
Rob, let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
Did you see the picture?
They wind you up for nothing.
Did you see the picture they had on Zach Orr's face after they stopped the 2-point conversion? And he had that look on his face like, I'm in trouble.
He is in trouble.
This could be my last year.
It's first and last.
I'm in trouble.
And justifiably, because it's not good. I mean, all jokes aside, and you can say, well, the Bengals gave up 35 points. The Bengals don't have the same talent over there on defense the Ravens do.
They've got four wins against all the teams that have two wins.
It's
not the same.
Yes, it's not the same at all. You got to be better. Bite me. Post-game sound from Mike Preston. From John Harbaugh at 7 o'clock. We love more post-game sound from Mike Preston. But on the other side, 3 and out right here on The Fan.
3 and out.
Three and out at 6:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback presented by Catholic Charities. Who's your up, Jeremy Kahn?
Tylan Wallace.
Oh, my gosh.
What? How did he get on the field this damn much? And where has he been? I mean, Mike talked about it. Mike, was it a 7-yard hitch?
It was a hitch.
He took it to the house. I don't know
Mike,
how.
Mike, that was great offense, man.
Yeah. I didn't know how he didn't go out of bounds. Like, that was the impressive part.
Nobody pushed him.
Oh, well, that was what it was then. That's how he didn't go
display.
Out of bounds.
It was great balance. Boom. He had three men hanging on him. He threw them off of him. And he ran the rest of the way. He ran 77 yards because it was only a 70-yard hitch.
A 77-yard touchdown pass.
That was, it was a 7-yard hitch. He ran 77 yards. That's my math, right? That's 84 yards?
Yeah, you got it.
Jeremy, who's your down?
My down. Are we serious with this, John? A 2-yard challenge when you didn't even get to see it? What the hell are you doing, man? Yeah. And then you got to waste
back-to-back timeouts. What about that?
You got to waste the timeout 2 minutes later. Congratulations. We're 5 minutes
into
the game.
It wasn't even 2 minutes.
It was
like seconds later.
It's crazy that this even effing happens in this game. And, like, he's standing by the ref. He's waiting for someone to tell him, is it it's 2 yards. Doesn't matter. It's two. What are we doing? Yeah. This can't happen, man. Like, you've been coaching way too long for any of this nonsense. You're challenging a 2-yard play that's not a first down? Like, you don't have visual evidence saying, we stopped him, it's going to be fourth and short. I get it there. I get it. Make him make a decision. But Jesus Christ,
hey, man. Let Harbaugh defend himself right now.
Yeah, we thought it was incomplete. You know, it's the ball, under the impression, you know, we'll have to look into this, but he's got to survive the ground without the ball moving. You got to maintain control through the ground, you know, if you don't take that third football act, you know, that third step football act. Same thing on the one at the end of the game. You know, that ball, it wasn't so much that it was whether it made the line to gain. It said hit the ground, the ball rolled out.
Now take that, Jeremy. Take that for data.
Yeah, we double checked and you were wrong. It was still a catch.
Take that for data, Jeremy. Ed Norris, who's your up?
My up goes to Nnamdi Madubuike.
My gosh,
I just look.
My gosh,
in a defense that has just looked just so bad, and you got no pressure essentially on a quarterback. He had a 3-sack night, a couple quarterback hits. I just feel like to somebody, you know, he was playing hard, and he had a very, very good night. He had 3 QB hits, 3 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss, and was a force last night when they needed him most, because once Kyle Hamilton went down, you had nobody in that secondary, so I got to give him my up.
As much as I hate to do it, because I'd much rather make fun of him, Vinny Serrato before the game did say Madubuike would get off. Now, it kind of disturbs me, because between Ed saying he played hard and Vinny saying he'd get off, it's kind of, you know, goes along with what
Jeremy said
a little bit early ago. I don't know what the show's turning into. Who's your down, Ed?
My dad was officiating in the NFL in general. Again, they came through again last night. Look, you can call a penalty on every single play, which is one of the big negatives in the NFL. And when they choose to do that, it slows the game down. It slows momentum down. It gets boring. And then you miss calls that could change the outcome of the game. And I didn't want them to make the calls they should have in the end zone, you know, when the Bengals are trying for two. But they definitely missed them. And there was so many hands to the face.
Oh, they missed like 4 of them last night.
So many. Right? I mean, even on offense, guys were just like popping each other in the face.
The last play was consistent with what they were doing all game, not calling hands to the face.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. And to go in knowing they're the most punitive crew in the NFL, and then you live up to it, I'm like, come on, man. It's like, there's got to be something done about this.
My up, second half offense. My goodness. I mean, it's like they just turned it on, Mike. 21-7. Okay, no problem. Let's just turn it on. Let's just do what we do. And they did it. Lamar Jackson making plays on the sidelines, running in and out like a serpentine. I don't know what he was doing. He was just running in and out of traffic. That's another play, Mike. Somebody tackle him. Nobody tackled him. Nobody tackled
him. It's a free shot on a quarterback and on the sideline.
And nobody tackled him.
Knock his ass out. That's what you do. God, what's wrong with this league?
I have not. You want me to tell you?
Come on.
Want me to tell you? It's you can't tackle now. The NFL is previewing the future of the league with these kids playing flag football. They're previewing it, the future of the league.
If you create every rule, every time there's a new rule in the NFL and it favors the offense where the defense can do
absolutely
nothing, and then you get games like this and everybody throws up their hands like, hey, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Gee, I don't know. How'd that happen? They'll look at each other.
Sylvester Stallone now?
I don't know. You don't know. No, that's right. That's a different movie.
Gee, how'd that happen?
And the down is the secondary. And Marlon Humphrey even addressed it after the game.
Practice is route concept. The game, you don't do it how you practice. So it's becoming more of a mental thing, I think. But we got to get that fixed. I mean, it's not cool to win a game and you look up and the team has 300 passing every week. You know, and it'd be different if we didn't have no guys that could play. I haven't once heard anybody say we don't have the guys, we don't have the players, we don't have the skill. We're not doing it in practice. It's clear that it's something from when we do that last preparation to the game, what is happening in that span, and we got to figure it out. So that's it's pretty simple.
Mike, listen to his quote after the game, according to Sarah Ellison. These wins are getting harder to enjoy based off of what we're doing in the pass defense. I feel like when I was a rookie, a first-year guy, second-year guy, the vets I looked up to, the standard that was there, and the pass defense, we've really lost that standard, and I feel like that falls on me. We're going to keep chasing at it. We're going to keep working on it because I'm not really satisfied with what I've built in the secondary and when it's gone.
Truer words were never spoken. He said it. It's on him. No, you're a veteran. You got to step up. Stop guessing. Stop.
You've been saying that his whole career, though, that he's a guesser.
No, I've been saying that for the last 2 years. I'm going to be exact. The last 2 years, he's been just running all over the place, and that's part of the problem.
Is that making up for a lack of physical ability now?
No, you got a young coach. You got a young coordinator. You tell him what to do. All right, you run around, and you just do whatever you want to do. That's a problem. All right, you got a young guy saying, oh, you know, you do this, you do this. And he said, no, I'm Marlon Humphrey. I've been here for a long time. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's the way it goes. And no, you don't have enough players on your side of the ball. You don't have those players. And we'll go, and I'm going off script here because it's my day to go off script.
Right.
Brandon Stevens can't play. Who's the shutdown corner on this team?
That's Mike's
Who
down.
Who is the guy? Yeah, it's way
Mike's down.
And it's so far down, it ain't even at the bottom of the barrel. It's under the barrel.
Way down
that's
in the hole.
That's where we're at. When you leave that game, you just think they can't continue to play like this. They can't keep getting away with this. It doesn't add up. Williams, what is he doing? What does he bring to the table? Kyle Hamilton leaves the game, and I'm like, oh, they're really in trouble now because that's the guy who makes all the tackles.
Somebody's got to run after Ja'Marr Chase after he beats everyone else.
Yeah. don't get me started.
I texted my son, why is Stevens covering Chase? Seriously. I mean, I know he sticks with receivers, but he has no ball awareness ever. It's like, of all the guys in the secondary, I didn't really like that at all. And this isn't, you know, 2020 hindsight. I was saying this during a game. Of all people, why is he on Chase?
We've seen this, though.
Like in man coverage.
If you're going to put him on Chase, you can't single him up. Wiggins was singled up one time, and you got to see what happens there. Like, Chase is just, he's a different, you cannot put one guy on. I don't care who the guy is. I mean, we've talked about how good Patrick Surtain is in Denver. He's just too big for some of these smaller receivers.
Okay,
he's too fast for the bigger
ones. Let me push back on something, because you're right. The defensive coordinator has to know better. But you're telling me that wasn't a pregame game plan?
So the
head coach doesn't say, hey, maybe we ought to decide something different. I agree. Zach Orr has not done well, as far as I'm concerned. He's got to go. At this rate, he's got to go. But if that's the game plan, where's the head coach to nudge him a little bit and say, hey, Chief, we got to come up with a different plan?
He's challenging a 2-yard play.
You understand what I'm saying? If it ultimately falls on him, too. That's not an in-game adjustment that only falls on Orr. That's a pregame plan that the coach had to know about.
Absolutely.
Because you went into the game with that.
Sure. I mean, you don't get to just do that without the approval of the head coach. I hope not.
Yeah, but you get in a game and you see the situations, then you go, is he really that bad? Where Chase just runs down the field and nobody picks him up.
Or Chase really that good?
But didn't we know that going into the game, though?
You knew that.
Exactly.
I knew that.
So why didn't they know that?
I knew. Yeah, we all knew. Yeah.
Bite me at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson, man, he looked like he was just not into it last night. And then the whole damn thing changed. Take a look at Lamar Jackson's performance up next on The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson's gonna get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
Break the huddle. Two receivers to the left. Two to the right. Hill to the left of Jackson. Shotgun. Jackson looking. Jackson looking to his left. Jackson floating. End zone. Caught. Left side. Touchdown. Rashad Bateman. A little flip from Jackson to put the Ravens in front. 5-yard touchdown with a minute 49 to go. And Baltimore now leads it 34-28.
That's courtesy of Westwood One as Lamar Jackson last night. As Mark Jackson would say on his broadcast, Jeremy, Mama. There goes that man again.
Yeah.
25 of 33, 290, four touchdowns, no interceptions, almost had one. The DB couldn't hold on to it. A QBR of 83.8, which is amazing, and a passer rating, amazing as well, of 141.4. Did I read yesterday that was his sixth consecutive game of over 275 yards passing? Which was the Ravens record. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many games that he's gone over 130 passer rate. I think it's four, which is also a Ravens record.
So can I throw this in?
It's got to be more than that.
The consecutive.
Oh, consecutive.
So there were people online saying, well, Lamar's only playing this well because Derrick Henry's the MVP. This is a pretty interesting.
Of course they want to.
This is a pretty interesting stat. Mina Kimes pulled up. Lamar's QBR this year is 77, which is first in the NFL. When Derrick Henry's not on the field, it's 80. The guy, I mean, he's just fantastic. I think, like, there are some things that obviously everybody needs to work on and things we'd look at in the game and go, okay, you got to get better in this aspect. But when you're getting all this other stuff, I think this is one of those situations where that little bit of bad that you're going to get, mm-hmm. you just got to take it because you have the most exciting player in the league.
And here it is, eight consecutive games with a passer rating over 100, six consecutive games with at least 275 passing yards.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He's good.
Should have been a wide receiver.
He's been amazing this year. And there was a time, I don't know if you guys remember, where late in the third quarter he had under 100 yards passing.
Yeah.
Then the play to Wallace, and then the floodgates opened up after that.
Well, and he had Charlie Brown as their running back who fumbled, whatever his name is.
Chase.
No, it's Charlie. It was Charlie Brown. He fumbled. That turned the game around. And then you have the pass. The best quarterback on the field last night was Joe Burrow, was exceptional. Because Cody Ford playing left tackle.
Yeah.
I'm better than Cody Ford right now, and I'm 800 years old. He's terrible. We're up there watching him, and I'm like, oh, this guy is pathetic. He can't even get out of his own way. And they were killing him. I mean, Owe was just running by him, and we had like four pressures.
Hey,
I mean, to do what Burrow did, because he had nothing. All he had was Chase. Other than that,
well, you take Chase away, he didn't do anything.
Well, yeah, but he had no choice. I mean, yeah. He was getting crushed, man. I mean, that guy's fading back, and he's during his face. He's getting beat up.
Remember what we were talking about earlier? So the two guys that they were throwing to primarily, Chase had 17 targets, and the other Chase, Brown, or Charlie, as he calls him.
Charlie Brown.
He had 11 targets in the game. This is ridiculous, yeah. Man. And Joe Burrow threw the ball 56 times.
56 yeah. times.
And yes. The most important Brown was the one that didn't play.
Yeah.
Orlando. Because that's why it was such a big deal. That mm-hmm. left tackle was terrible.
By the way, the guy that missed the tackle and got the stiff arm on the sideline against Tylan Wallace, Geno Stone.
By the way, on the year, Lamar Jackson has completed 69% of his passes, 2,669 yards, 24 touchdowns, two interceptions with a passer rating of 123.2. According to ESPN, he's projected to have 4,500 yards passing, 41 touchdown passes, and three interceptions. That's his projections.
Jeremy, I had a question for you. It was Geno Stone?
What did I say?
I thought you said that Geno. To him.
Yeah, here, I had the still shot on.
You're going to make me cry.
Why?
Because it was Geno, and after listening to watching, what's his name, missed that extra point last night, wide left.
Yeah. See? There's Geno getting the stiff arm. Excuse me. I'd like to go by you, please. excuse me, sir.
By the way, I texted her last night when he missed that extra point. She said, stop!
I tagged her in a video of Old Yeller this morning. I don't know. I can't say that. Go. What? What did you say?
Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Good morning. I would like to congratulate the Ravens on the victory. And I just want to mention, I think it's great how you emphasize the offense, but I don't think it's so great how you emphasize how bad the defense is. Because the bottom line is, if we win the game, that's what matters. And also, think of this. If we won the Super Bowl in the same way, 34-35, would you say we can't keep playing like this?
No, it wouldn't, because we wouldn't have any more games left,
Greg.
That's the last game of the season, so we wouldn't. That doesn't make sense. And I hope the defensive coaches don't think like you, because then we would really suck.
And actually, we did win a Super Bowl like that. 34-31 was the last
so
one.
So, no, we wouldn't say that, Greg, because there's no game next week.
Right?
That's a long bye between the Super Bowl and week one of the next year. It's a long bye.
Greg is so positive, I'm waiting for the Reading Rainbow song to come on right now. Take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow. Why are we focusing on the bad when we can focus on the good?
You're missing. He showed his fangs today. He went after us for talking bad about the defense.
Yeah, see, that was very negative, Greg, to come after us for talking bad about them.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Let's go to Bob and Timonium. What's up, Bob?
How's everybody doing this morning?
How are you doing, Bob?
Loopy, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. I about wrecked my truck this morning listening to Mike Preston. But
Mike was frisky this morning.
Down for you, this defense for you, Mike, and I'm going to do a professional job of it.
Hold on, hey, Bob. Greg said you can't talk negatively about the defense.
Hey, they're eating our ass alive. That was one hell of an analysis you had there, buddy. I hope he goes to the press conference today and asks John Harbaugh if they're eating his ass alive.
I should go. I need to ask you a question about that stupid challenge and the fact that they were eating our asses alive last night. Do you agree?
No, it's the alive part at the end of it. How do you, Ed, how do you eat ass alive? What does that mean?
Beats you know, dead. You,
oh my,
that's alive.
Nasty. You know.
Hey, don't talk to me. You said exotic, and I don't like that.
They almost checked Derrick Henry's oil last night on that tackle. Ooh. You're about to court low, buddy.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Pulling his pants down. Uncalled for.
Bite me at 7 o'clock. Game balls at 7:15. But on the other side, we go around the NFL up next on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
We'll use this time to blast through our picks. Mike Preston, New York Giants versus the Carolina Panthers. Who wins this one?
Giants. Carolina's terrible. I mean, they're beyond repair.
Carolina is terrible, but I've got a feeling that in London they'll win this. Or what is it, Germany?
Germany.
They'll win this game. Jeremy Kahn?
9. Giants win. The Carolina's given up so many turnovers. They can't protect their quarterback. I know it's a Giants team. They're bad. They're favored by almost a touchdown, but I don't think it's enough. I like the Giants.
Ed Norris?
I'm going with the Giants, too, for the same reason. I don't think the Giants are very good, but Panthers are they stink on ice, so I'm going with New York.
New England, Chicago, Ed.
Bears. I still don't believe in New England. Chicago's in a, you know, I somehow ended up being the toughest division in the NFL this season. And they're playing, you know, fairly well. They're at the bottom, but they're still 500. I still think they're a better team.
This is a get-right game for the Bears. They've been struggling. They get right on this one by beating up on New England, Jeremy Garr.
Yeah, I'll keep it moving with Chicago.
Mike Preston?
The Bears.
Mike Preston. Buffalo Bills at Indianapolis.
Buffalo, yeah. The Bills.
Yeah, the Bills. I think the Bills win this one. I think the Bills win this one running away, Jeremy Carr.
Because I know he's picking the Bills. I'm lone wolfing this one. I got the Colts. I think they went out right here.
Ed Norris.
It's the vestige of Peyton Manning for you. I'm going with Buffalo. I'm going with the Bills.
Jeremy Carr, Denver at Kansas City.
Yeah. Even move. Kansas City. Yeah.
All right, well, KC, Ed.
KC.
Mike.
KC.
I got Atlanta beating New Orleans, Mike Preston.
Atlanta. I'm taking them, too.
Ed Norris.
Falcons as well. I think the Falcons are, I guess not much of a surprise. People thought they would take that division preseason, but they're a pretty good team.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm with you. Atlanta.
San Fran at Tampa, Ed.
I'm going with San Francisco.
Wow.
CMC is back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the white running back.
Yeah, see, they got
the white running back.
They got it.
I'll take the Bucks.
I don't care. I'm taking the Caucasian, too. I'm with you.
You got the Bucks. I got San Fran.
He's got the 49ers.
I got San Fran as well.
I'll take the complexion protection over here with that white running back. Give it to Christian McCaffrey. 49ers win.
Whoa. Mike Preston, Pittsburgh at Washington.
Steelers. Too much deep.
Really?
Mike Tomlin is the guy.
Too much D.
Too much
D. Yeah, I know. I heard that before. I'm going with Washington, though. I'm going with Washington. I think they're going to win this game.
I'm taking Pittsburgh. I think they eat their ass alive. Too much D.
Too much D? Mike, Ed Norris?
I'm going with the Commanders. I'm with you. I mean, they're 7-2 team, and they beat some good teams. They also have a 74-point differential, plus 74. So they don't give up a ton of points. They score a lot. That's a much better team than people think.
Jeremy Kahn, Minnesota at Jacksonville.
Yeah, Minnesota, I'm taking them. Jacksonville's a hard team to buy into. Every time I think that I'm getting away from them and they can't do anything, they hang around for a little bit.
Why can't I quit you?
They're a bad team. Give me Minnesota.
Mike Preston?
Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota as well, Ed Norris.
Same. Just a better team, I think. To me, this is an easy one.
I have Tennessee going to Los Angeles and losing to the Chargers, Ed. Who you got?
I have the Chargers. That's surprisingly. I mean, you know, again, this is a paradigm shift. The Chargers have one of the best, if not the best, defense in the NFL this year. I'm just surprised. I think they're better than their record, as they do every year. But they are 5-3, and they're at home.
Mike Preston?
Chargers.
Chargers?
Yep.
Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah. Keep moving. Tennessee, by the way, statistically has the number one defense with yards given up, but that don't mean anything.
Where are the Chargers? You get the stats up there.
I just switched off of that page, but the Chargers are near the top.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia at Dallas.
I'm going with the Eagles. I think the Cowboys are done. Done. I just do. The Eagles are fighting for that division title. Cowboys are just 3-5. So
I got the Eagles in that one, too. Jeremy Kahn?
Cowboys defense is bad, right?
Yeah.
It's statistically better than the Ravens. Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Mike.
Eagles.
All right, Mike, Jets at Arizona.
Arizona. Cardinals are hot. They're playing well.
Jeremy Kahn?
I got to say it in this voice if I'm going to pick them. I'm taking New York, okay? Going on the road, 1 point. It's not much. They can beat them. They've done it before. You watch the game. They've had extra time to get ready. 10 days. Jets.
Ed, can you give me a real New York voice?
I was doing my New York real accent, so yeah. But I'm going with the Jets as well because I was going to go with Arizona because they are hot and I think they're pretty damn good. However, I'm doing what Jeremy does. The line has shifted where Arizona was a small home favorite. Ooh. The Jets are favored over 1.5 right now on the road. Something's up.
Something is up. The score for Arizona. They win this game against the New York Jets. Jeremy, Detroit at Houston.
Yeah, so I have two relatively, I guess, small upsets, but I'm going to go with Houston here and feel like they pull off the surprise and knock off Detroit. Detroit made the big move for Zadarius Smith. We'll see how he fits in this weekend. Houston has to protect C.J. Stroud, but I like them at home. They win games like this. That's a weird team.
I love me some C.J. Stroud, but he's going to lose this game to Detroit. I think I think Detroit goes in, gets up early, stays up, wins this game. Mike.
They smoke him.
Yep. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are wrong.
Ed Norris?
I'm with you. You know how I feel with the Lions. I think they're going to win the NFC this year. So, yeah, I have them winning this game.
And we're not here on Monday, so let's do Monday Night Football game right now. Jeremy Kahn, Miami at Rams.
Yeah, it's another one. Doesn't make sense. 1 point spread. I'm going with Miami. And, again, I think at some point we have to start looking at Miami a little bit differently down the stretch. Not to say that they're going to win, but with Tua back, they're a different team. So they'll be in more of these games and won't look as ugly as when Snoop was there.
Mike, you don't like that prediction?
No, man, I think the Rams are going to eat their asses alive.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with the Rams on this one as well, Ed Norris.
I'm with the Rams as well. I mean, you say what you want about
go
the
wolf
Dolphins.
It up.
That's a two-win team.
Oh, give it to me, baby.
Let's go to Mike, who is in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Last night, I swore I saw Jack Del Rio on the Ravens sideline. I don't know what to make of that, but we got to make a coaching change on defense. We did it in 2012 on offense. We got to do it now. It's a long week.
From my understanding, that was not him from what I'm hearing right now, Mike.
You sure? Trump won. He might be just moving closer.
That's cold.
Was he a Trump guy? Or
yeah, he was very vocal about it.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't pay attention to that stuff, man. I don't.
Yeah, but he was in the NFL at the time, man. Yeah. He got didn't have crushed, a man. He got crushed.
He didn't care either, which I love about it. Ask you guys, whatever.
He's a senior advisor for Wisconsin football. From what I'm understanding,
he should advise them to play better.
Oh no, no doubt, no doubt. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
Man, that was my first game last night down at the bank, man.
First game all year?
Yeah, first game all year, man.
So you've been all over the NFL. You haven't been in your own stadium.
Yeah, man. Just my schedule don't work out like that. You know, these 1 o'clock games on Sundays, man. But I tell you, last night, I don't know if it was the weather or not, but the ass cheeks was out last night, man. The women was out there.
That was Henry's.
Crazy, man.
Henry's butt. Is butt cheeks one word, or should I spread them apart?
I don't know, Jeremy, man. But listen, man. This defense, man, got to get it together, man. I haven't seen a worse defense since the Mike Nolan defense of 2020, man.
Wow.
Of the Cowboys. Remember when the Cowboys came here that COVID year, man, and the Ravens just ran over them, threw over them, man, and Lamar just did his thing, man.
We don't think about them
yeah, you would remember that. We wouldn't really remember that. You remember? Oh,
y'all
winning.
Remember? Remember. Y'all talk about them enough, so y'all should remember them. You know. But anyway, yeah, man. Hopefully, like the other caller said, they make a change, man. During this little time period off, man, we got to get a different coordinator in there, man, because we're not going to make it to down to New Orleans, man, with this defense like this. I'm telling you, man. Like, if we got to play the Bengals again in the playoffs, I don't think we can beat them, man.
Well, see, they're 4-6, so they may not get there.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Rashawn doesn't go to the 1 o'clock games in his home
city. But 1 o'clock everywhere else.
It's like, oh, my God, they're playing at 7 a.m. in Bali? Let's go.
I was just about to point that out. Your schedule doesn't permit you to go to a 1 o'clock game locally. However, you can go to a game down in Atlanta.
They got Baltimore Gas and Electric in California?
More fan reaction at 7:45. But on the other side, bite me. Sounds from the post-game press conference of John Harbaugh. They won, Jeremy, so how should Harbaugh sound?
Oh, this is great. I'm so proud of this team. I'm just so happy.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.